Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brooks Whelan is here with us.
How are you guys?
All the way from Iowa.
Well, wait a minute.
I haven't lived there in like a decade. That's not really the best credit.
Wow. Is it really Iowa, though? I mean, I saw that movie.
Is this heaven or Iowa?
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
No, it's a nightmare. I lived there. I built houses in Dyersville, which is where the Field of Dreams still is.
It is still there.
Yeah, I played baseball on it growing up. It's a
Did
tourist
you really?
Trap. Listen up, Kevin Costner. If you really believe that, why didn't you stay? You know?
It's a great point.
So the field is still there and people still come.
It's
and
a tourist
they do.
Trap. Yeah, you can go play baseball there. Yeah, I played Little League games on that field.
And I'll bet they have souvenirs they'll be happy to sell.
They got a corn maze. You can go check out that house. It's real. When you don't have a lot, you grab onto what, you know, people remember. That quote, I've never seen that movie because that quote pisses me off so much. I've never seen it once. I played baseball on the field so many times.
Well,
really,
I mean, when people outside of Iowa think of Iowa, what they think of is corn, and pretty much that's it.
Sure. Yeah, me too. And I lived there.
Okay, fair enough. You said you came into town yesterday and went where?
To the NCAA Wrestling Championships. No. I love Iowa wrestling. That's like the one thing I do really genuinely love.
Well, Iowa is known here for their wrestling program for Division I.
Right.
So.
You know what? And sadly for me, Pennsylvania has taken over. Like when I grew up, Iowa, the University of Iowa was the best NCAA wrestling. It was Iowa versus Oklahoma State. Then Kiel Sanderson comes over, coaches at Penn State. They've won like 7 out of the last 8 NCAA titles. They're going to win again this year. And they're so good, I don't even hate them. I'm just jealous.
And Pitt, also.
Pitt's good.
I went to a small school, but it had one thing that was Division I. Clarion.
Yeah.
Had a Division
I. Kurt Angle
team.
Wrestled for Clarion.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Very good.
Pitt's got a good guy this year, Mickey Filippi. He's wrestling 133. I can't wait, dude. I'm going to the quarterfinals at 11 o'clock. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Like 100,000 plus people are in Pittsburgh just for this.
I don't think Pittsburghers realize how big a deal this is.
No, they didn't, because I remember when I got off the plane, I was like, just take me to the PPG Arena. There's a wrestling thing, but you probably have to drop me off far away. And the guy was like, nah, we'll get you right up there. And then he was like, oh, can you get out here? Yeah, I was like, yeah, I told you, there's a lot of people here.
So, Brooks, you're performing at the Improv on the waterfront in Homestead, which means all these people in town looking for something fun to do
that
tonight,
isn't wrestling related. Yeah, come check it out.
Yeah, because the wrestling, you know, they come down and see your show.
Yeah, I love stand-up. I mean, I'm here to do stand-up, but during the day I'm going to watch wrestling. It's great.
So what is the focal point of your line of comedy? What do you like to focus on?
I just talk about growing up, really. I mean, if you listen to my album, it's on Spotify. You don't need to pay for it. It's called This Is Cool, Right? Just listen to that. If you're bored at work, go to Spotify, type in Brooks Whelan, listen to the album. If you dig that, I got a new hour. Come check it out. If you hate that album, don't tell anybody.
Okay, well, that's
fair. How'd you get into stand-up comedy?
Oddly, I loved Saturday Night Live growing up in Iowa, and I wanted to do that. And so I thought the best way to go about it was to start stand-up. So I started stand-up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa when I was 19, and then moved out to L.A., and then, oddly enough, got on SNL.
That had to be an out-of-body experience at first.
It was great. Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. I got hired to be a writer for the show, and I loved writing for the show. It was really fun writing, and then I got put in the cast, and then that was way less fun.
Really? Wait a minute.
A
you would think
work.
It'd be the opposite. It's getting in the cast, you would think it'd be nirvana. You've arrived.
I mean, when Lauren brings you in the office, like, you're going to be in the cast. Like, that was exciting, that moment. And then, like, the first week was fun. And then the second week when I wasn't in the show, I was like, oh, this is going to be hard. Because when you're writing for the show, it's fun because it doesn't matter. You're less precious about what you're writing because you're like, if it didn't get on, like, that's okay. But if you're writing and you're in the sketch, it doesn't get on, you're like, well, I guess I suck, you know? So you don't have anybody to blame but yourself.
So you're scrambling every week to try and get your material and you
The
air.
Yeah, like 75 sketches get written and like 9 make it on. And they're written by some of the greatest sketch writers in America. And I'd literally never written a sketch before I got hired.
What happens to the rest of the sketches?
In the trash, man.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a 10% survival rate.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I wrote over 80 sketches and I think I got 6 on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now they ought to open a venue right there in New York. It's the Saturday Night Live Tossaways.
I think you'd read a lot of those and be like, good call on throwing that one away. I don't know if this really holds up that good.
You know, the ebb and flow of that show, sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses. It's really hard. It's still in the air.
The show's wild, too, because the crowd really matters a lot. There's only like 200 people in the audience, and like the audience can really dictate a show. Like, I remember when I was there, One Direction played, which is this boy band that was huge at the time.
We know who One Direction.
I mean, I don't know. I was like annoyed, but then it turns out they're really sweet young dudes. So then the whole crowd was kids because everybody had gotten the tickets for their kids.
Right.
Like every NBC exec was like, I got to get my kids in there. The kids tanked the whole show because they just wanted to see One Direction. And I'm up there trying to talk about tattoos or some garbage. Yeah. And they're like, when is One Direction here? I'm like, this isn't a One Direction show. Yeah.
What are you going to talk about tonight?
Yeah. Oh, tonight? I don't know, man. Probably growing up in a meth town. Talk about that a little bit. Maybe hit on some Big Lots material. I don't know, man.
You know, Powerball, $625 million tomorrow night. You could win that and never have to do stand-up again.
I like stand-up, though. I'd do stand-up for free. It's weird that they pay me.
Well, don't tell them. At the Improv on the Waterfront at Homestead, 2 shows tonight, 7:30, 9:45.
Yep.
2 shows tomorrow night, 7 and 9:30. Brooks Wheelan.
Yeah.
Studio, and look for him milling about down at the PPG Paints Arena today.
Absolutely. Go Iowa, even though I'm fully aware Penn State will win this tournament.
I love your football uniforms, though.
Iowa's?
Steelers.
Yeah, I forgot that they just copied the Steelers.
That, literally.
With permission.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
asked and they yeah, said,
Hayden
sure,
Fry
go
was like, oh, they're pretty good. Let's just do what they did.
Kirk Ferentz is a Pittsburgh guy. There's a lot of Pittsburgh connections to Iowa.
Dude, I'm 32. My whole life, Iowa has only had 2 head coaches. Like, they're like annoyed at Kings when they get. They're like, oh, you made top 10 once every decade? You get to stay. Here's $100 million.
Hey, Brooks. Want to have a catch?
Who? With Kevin Costner?
Well, we've run out of time. Brooks Wheelan in town tonight. Brooks, nice to meet you. Have
yeah,
fun.
Good
to meet
you guys.
Nice
come
you.
Check out, listen to my album if you dig it. Come to the show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.